Letting go has far greater power than defending or hanging on. This can be for many examples of someone not liking you, or you being in a very lost, depressed state, or maybe you just lost a job or you have to find a new job. Sometimes, like I said, you have to let go and let it be. As cliche as it is reality, and this is what will get you to clarity and learning to be. When we let go of beliefs that others or ourselves have, clarity tends to trickle in. Clarity and peace and learning to be are all the same thing. So if you're not really grasping what I'm saying, you can use any word that fits your ideas or fits your mind best. But no one, not even ourselves, really knows who we are, nor are we meant to be. This is a huge misconception within, you know, today's ideas of understanding ourselves and today's culture. And we're more Western culture, which I've recently been really getting into Eastern cultures and religions and kind of digesting what they mean within my own religious practices. And wow, is it very, very, very different. We're so individualized in, you know, Western America or just Western cultures in general. And it's always kind of like me, 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 you know, no one understands me, no one gets me, blah, 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 sad story. And that's exactly how I had been for a very long time until I really took a few steps back, educated myself, but also learned to just be who I am. And I realized there is no me. Like my name, my title, what I identify as, nothing truly is mine, nor was it ever. The person you're with or your best friends, those are amazing people in your life. And I'm not saying that they're not yours, but you're not identified with them. You're not attached to them. You may actually be right now, but in terms of spirituality and religious viewpoint, you are not attached to anything. If anything, you're connected, which in my mind is more beautiful and more, again, opening and peaceful. And it can tend to give you some clarity and it can teach you just how to be instead of being so focused on reaching this person or getting to this destination. And all in all in life, like there's no place we're destined to end up at, right? There's no certain point of, you know, money to be made, people to be known, places to see. Yes, those are all external factors. Yes, it's good to have goals. But if you can't align the external life and the external being with the inner being, which is in my and many other believers' most important kind of focal point there, if you can't align those both, there is nothing for you. There is no fulfillment. There is no essence of being or joy or enthusiasm in every single moment. You're just going to be going through life in the pace and the process. Now, you may succeed and you may really be a successful person. You may get the marriage you want or the kids you want, whatever your desires or goals in this external life is, but you're not going to have clarity and you're not going to understand the ideas of being. And whether you're religious or you have a spiritual background, whatever that may be, if you don't have that knowing of consciousness and that level of becoming and enlightenment, suffering and misery will always be in your company. Misery loves company. And that stands for ego. If you're ego driven, if all of these things are just purely to please or to appear in a certain way, clarity is not there. The ego is driving you, and misery loves company, and the ego itself is misery. So you are going to only attract in that sense. When we learn to accept, and I'm going to talk about yielding. So when I say yielding, this specifically means accepting. When we're at a stoplight and maybe the light is green, okay? And right before you get there, it turns red. So you're at a waiting period at red, right? You're just sitting, you're waiting, and then yellow comes. you're yielding to whatever is, you know, the oncoming traffic, or maybe you're turning left, whatever. You're yielding. You're just accepting whatever is happening, and when it's your time, you will go. If there's a car coming and you're turning left, you have to yield for the oncoming traffic, right? Okay, we have to technically, okay, don't speed through. Sometimes I do because I'm late, but normally we would yield and we would wait, and we're accepting that this car has to pass in order for us to turn left and go on our path. As cheesy as it may be, as cliche as the little, you know, perspective point of view may be, it's reality, and reality is truth, and the ego hates to be real. They hate it. How many times have you gone through life and you have to face the facts? You have to be real with yourself. These people maybe don't like you. This person is no longer in love with you. You are no longer in a relationship with your partner. Reality, maybe you lost your job. You had to drop out of school. Whatever reality is for you, that's the truth. And yeah, they say truth hurts, and it can, but the only reason it hurts is because we don't have that clarity. We don't have that understanding of being, so it's only hurting our ego, which is driving us into the improper or the wrong direction. Now, I am a true believer that there's really no wrong direction in life, because every experience and every kind of understanding we have in life is put into our life for a reason, to guide us to a higher consciousness. You know, I say this a lot, but sad things, bad things, traumatic things, they are all put in your life situation and your life experience for you to become more from them. Now, not saying that every time something bad happens, you're going to evolve from it. Sometimes you just got to take the L and just be with it. I would be lying through my teeth if I said every time something bad happened, I evolved from it. Absolutely not. Sometimes I get so upset and so flustered, and I lose all focus point of that clarity, and my eyes become blurred. And when we define ourselves by thought, our ideas are automatically blurred. When you are defining yourself to certain things, you know, if I'm here saying I'm a personal trainer and I am a student, these are both facts. These are reality. But if I define myself to those things, that's when my vision becomes blurred. If I only define myself to being a student and a personal trainer and nothing else, or this is my path, or this is what I must be, then I'm only limiting myself. And limitations, we cannot accept ourselves. We can only be whatever we want to be in each moment through being. Replay that. Because I know that was a lot. I know that was like, huh? Did she just say a whole lot of nothing? And I promise, I know to a certain population or a certain kind of brain intellectual understanding, to some people that may not make any sense, but to some people, and that's why I create what I do, that's why I do what I do, that's gonna click so hard. That's gonna just, a little light bulb will appear in their head or in their heart. Energy will start to flow more seamlessly through the minds of the people that are meant to be guided to me. At one point, I really did define myself to thoughts and ideas, and it would diminish myself. It would belittle who I truly was, because all in all, we actually are nothing. I'll repeat it till the day I die. We are nothing. We're not defined by anything. We're not just somebody's wife or husband one day. We're not just a mom. We're not just a student. We are so much more, but we are also so little at the same time. Again, a whole lot of nothing there, right? Think about it. You are doing all these things every single day. Your best friends or maybe people that you don't really consider to be friends define you every single day. They put you in a category of, oh, she's organized, or oh, she's messy, or oh, she's got it all together. I hear a lot of positive things about myself, but I don't take them to heart. A lot of people say, oh, you're so far ahead in life, or you're so organized, or so structured, and I have talked about this on a podcast before, but it's like, okay, thank you, whatever, or sometimes I don't even address it, and I usually try to compliment them. I don't want them to think so highly of me when, you know, that's not really what I define myself to. Now, I'm not saying I don't think highly of myself. Of course I do. But I don't need people to put me on a pedestal, because that, one, is not their job. Two, it's not even my job. I just want to exist. And what I do within existing is the reason why I appear in such ways to other people. Now, I will actually run that back and I will explain in like easier terminology, because this is so, so important to learning to be clarity and having things trickle in that are destined to be yours. People, again, like I said, they think highly of me, many people in my life. I mean, and I appreciate it, again. Like, my best friend is such an angel. She is always hyping me up, and I need that in my life. I know I need that. But again, it more so fuels my ego, which, again, I'm so appreciative for her. But once I learn to kind of drop the ego and understand why do I have such an amazing person in my life always hyping me up? Well, it's because we can both understand the essence of just each other being. We don't really know each other fully. We never will. Again, back to the we'll never understand other people or ourselves. You know, we can do our best and we can, you know, really relate and have chemistry with people. Of course, I'm not taking that away by any means, but we'll never really digest like in and out why someone works the way they do or why they think the way they do. And that's the beauty of life and relationships. But back to what I'm saying is, you know, she's always saying such wonderful and beautiful things to me, and I'm appreciative for it, but I wonder why. And I realize it's because I have clarity in myself. You attract what you are. When you can just be, and you can pour in your passions and your essence into whatever it may be, your jobs, relationships, work, whatever it is, that is when those things that are meant to be yours trickle in and align. So I don't limit myself to just thoughts. I don't limit myself to just these certain titles. Of course, when I meet someone and it's a job interview or it's a professional setting, or maybe I want to, you know, present myself in a certain way, I will state these things because they're accomplishments. But at the end of the day, I know deep down that it's not just all I am. And I make sure to present myself in that form, in that way. Clarity will always come when we take away these limitations and we just let life be. We yield. We accept, we yield, and we be whatever we may be in that moment, or whatever is meant to be will come to us. Thank you all for tuning into today's episode. I know it was short and sweet, but such a powerful message into every word that I state. Because clarity is so important to the understanding of the essence of just being. And if you're confused ever on what is she talking about with being, what does she mean when she says these certain words, this and that, I would definitely go back and listen to a lot of my podcasts because, and again, I'm not saying this just to, you know, have you go tune into more podcasts. It's because truly what I do here is, again, not made with any cruel intent. I don't get any money from what I do currently. I just make it through passion and through wanting to bring others to this awakening. It's not my job to do things for other people, but I find it's a certain calling that I may have to just be and to, again, yield to what life is giving me at the current moment and time. So tune into those other episodes if you're a little confused at times. Like or download this. This will just be a podcast episode. I've decided my longer, maybe more personal videos or messages will be on YouTube. I haven't really, I guess, decided what I'm gonna do yet. But I think some days I just want to sit down and record and not have the pressure of a camera in front of me. And I think some days I want to have you guys be able to see me, to see things on the screen, to just connect on a more personal level. So I think I'm just going to kind of go with what is. And again, just accept. Yielding to life is truly the motto this year. So I hope you all have a lovely week. And again, just be you. As cliche as it is, let go and let it be.